O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Malachi 3, verses 6 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Until These Tears Are Gone by Eric J. Marshall. Light tambourine, gentle guitar flourishes, and synthesizer drones provide a peaceful backdrop for these lyrics of lament. The text reconciles the desperate pleas of lament in the question, how long till these tears are gone, with a deeper trust in God's sovereignty and ability to illuminate even the darkest moments.
Malachi 3, verses 6 through 12. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions, You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation, of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need, I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. The book of Malachi was written by the prophet Malachi, whose ministry took place nearly 100 years after the decree of Cyrus in 538 BC, which ended the Babylonian captivity of the people of Israel and allowed the Jews to return to their homeland and rebuild the temple. But even though they were back in their land and the temple was once again standing, the people of Israel were physically and spiritually impoverished. Malachi, greatly troubled by this situation, attempts to wake the people up to the reality of God's presence and promises. And he does so through six disputations, of which our passage is the fifth. In Malachi 3, 6 through 12, Malachi looks at the begrudging offerings given by the people. Malachi acknowledges the material adversity suffered by the people, but explains that it has not come in spite of their behavior, but because of it. He explains in verse 7, "From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them." The people have been robbing God by withholding their full tithe from the storehouse. The tithes were important. Their purpose was providing for the priestly community, and it served as a reserve for the destitute. Now, though God's words in this text are hard, they're also filled with hope. The disputation begins with this beautiful reminder: "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." And what is God's unchanging character? He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he encourages the people, saying, "Return to me, and I will return to you," says the Lord of hosts. God promises that if his people become faithful in presenting their full tithe, then the desperately needed rain will come, pestilence and crop failure will cease, and the Abrahamic promise that all nations will call you blessed will be fulfilled. One commentator puts it this way: God promises to meet all their needs, but not necessarily all their greeds, and to pour down blessing until there is no more need. The call to give in this text is a call to faith. And though it was intended for the people of Israel many centuries ago, it applies to us just as much today. It's easy for us to look at our circumstances and think we don't have enough. How can I be faithful? How can I be generous? How can I give back when it feels like I'm barely making it? But God's call to faithfulness and generosity is a call to trust. Do you trust that God is your Father and won't leave you hanging? And what is the reason that we can trust him? Because he is taking care of our greatest need at the cross. When we come to God, we don't come as a people with something to give. No, we come as debtors, but he has released us from our debts and given us all things in Jesus. So really, everything we have is his already. So why be stingy? In the moments that follow, I'd encourage you to pray that God would work in your heart, that he would move and compel you to be generous. May we learn to bring God his full tithe and look for ways that we can meet the needs of others. Thank you. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.